Love Conquers All. Narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Love Conquers All. By Kai Gonitsa. She often found herself smiling to herself. She knew well what people thought of her when they met her. Whether that was in church, at the parish centre, or elsewhere out and about, she knew that they thought of her as the Word of God from the countryside, a dark and gloomy Bible Belt milkmaid, whose only mission in life was to be the bride of Jesus. The latter part wasn't all that far from the truth, but she was pretty sure few people could imagine what path she'd chosen to her goal. Was she not an apostle of love, a warm-blooded preacher of the core message found in the good book? Did she not spread joy and love wherever she went? She let her rolling R's tease the rock-hard cock, an eager vulva dances around the head as it ploughs its way down the pharynx, and she gurgles as she feels the salty warmth spread through her mouth and throat. This particular cock was of the girthier kind. She had to relax thoroughly in order to get him all the way in. But his rattling sounds of enjoyment told her all she needed to know. Her tongue snaked around the dick on its way out, and it brought her joy to feel the flowing juices. Such heavenly nectar. Truly a God-given gift. She didn't just like sucking dick, she loved it. It made her think of the first time she tasted one, every time. This incredibly arousing mix of man, sweat, sex, and unbridled lust. She'd fantasized about that particular dick for a long time. Almost as long as she'd taken part in communion for, in that small village she came from. Because she helped the priest with the preparations, she was always last in that little row of people snaking its way up through the pews at church. That row of overjoyed people, about to quench themselves with the blood and body of Christ. She'd seen it immediately, as she kneeled before him, with her open, smiling face turned up, roughly at crotch height. The priest's robe had, as if on command, started its bulging journey in her direction, as if controlled by forces that were clearly not at all under his control. She saw his bewilderment, heard him jumble his words and go off rhythm, as he gave her the waver. With a glimmer in her eye, she'd made sure to catch his finger when she opened her mouth to accept it. She'd sucked it in slowly while her left hand almost unnoticeably slid up along his robe and rested at his dick. Her eyes didn't falter for a second. She saw how the priest's look of horror slowly dissolved and turned into a look of lust and desire. The whole thing couldn't have lasted for more than a moment. She stood up quickly so that she covered up the state the priest was in until he'd had time to turn away from the rest of the parish. He pulled back quickly to the little vestry after the ending of the séance with some quick messages about the external temptations.